we're talking about this story in Business Insider about a guy down in Florida, because, you know, we're talking about the tight labor market all over the country. Mm-hmm. So he kept seeing on the news these restaurants and these places needing workers desperately. So he sent out 60 applications, and out of the 60 applications, he got one job interview. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
We got some people on the phone here. 426-5343. What did you want to say about this?
So I live here in Fort Wayne, but back in June and July, I was trying to relocate to Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm a food service director, and I put out 10 applications for food service directors and never heard from a single one of them. I put in my uncle's address down there in Florida, so, you know, it wasn't like a commute issue.
Right.
And never heard from one of them, and over half of them still haven't filled the position.
And are they complaining about not getting enough workers, too, on top of all this?
Yeah, and I've got 20 years experience and a degree.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
I never got an email, phone call, nothing.
So this is not Fort Wayne, we want to stress. This is down in Florida.
This was down in Florida, yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye now. Hi, 101.7. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. I wanted to comment on that 60 application study.
Yeah.
Do we know if jobs are getting subsidies at all from the government? Because me and a couple colleagues of mine have noticed that you're seeing these jobs, right, that are open.
Yeah.
And then as we're applying for them, we're getting letters saying that the positions have been, pretty much they've decided not to fill the position. But then a week later, the position's posted again.
I have no idea.
Because I've asked that same question of if there's so many jobs out here, they should be filling up. As soon as you apply, it's almost like, you know, walking in and applying and starting in the afternoon.
Waking up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.